Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Every kind of stupidity.
Gentlemen, we've just received a PhD in stupidity.
Every morning, you're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
This is yesterday we wished a dude a happy birthday in Des Moines. And thank you for wishing my brother happy birthday on Monday. He loved it. We're both byproducts of our father listening to your show 25, 30 years ago. Now we're doing our part to impact the next generation by forcing our own children to listen to the Todd and Tyler show. Maybe it's not the best parenting decision at times, but we didn't turn out too messed up. My 19-year-old daughter even thinks listening to TNT is a positive trait for a man. The daughter said, construction dudes are listening to Todd and Tyler. Mom goes, nice. That they must be good people. And the daughter says, definitely less creepy.
Wow.
Thank you. Love the show. Appreciate that.
Somebody who listens to the show is less creepy?
Yes.
Don't give out the birthday
wishes. From a 19-year-old daughter.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you want birthday wishes out over the air, you have to have a family history like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Multi-generational listeners.
Right. Yes, you do. Yeah. And we appreciate that for sure. Right.
Is that three generations?
Working. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
His dad to the emailer to the children. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I met a bunch of those people at the live show. A bunch of younger people that people in their 20s saying, yeah, my dad, you know, listened to you guys every morning. And I was in the car. Now I love the show. Yeah. You know? That's like Kiss, Nick. We're like Kiss, multi-generational band.
That happens
to a lot of those kind of bands.
Yeah, it does.
Those Aerosmith, Kiss are two exact.
Except Kiss has merchandise.
Yeah. They can make money with it. Crazy.
Marketing team.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Leave all the money on the table.
But otherwise, we're just like Kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Multi-generational.
The heels. Yeah. The makeup.
Cameron Logson in the studio a little later on this morning.
Microphones with flames shooting out the back of them.
Exactly like Kiss, right, yeah. What am I going to bring up here next? Let's talk about good news about murder. And this is a stats that I love when stats come out, and I'll retweet them sometimes and call them pesky facts because people, I was telling you guys earlier, maybe off the air, I was somewhere with some friends around, some people I know, and somebody was going like back in our day kind of conversation. They started bringing on the back in our day thing. You know, back in our day, it was safer to be out. You know, these kids these days, to be out and about, it's dangerous. And I just brought up the fact that said, now actually stats show that it's much safer as a kid to be out in his neighbor walking around than he was in the 60s and the 70s and probably even the early 80s. And I said that, and they go, I just don't believe that. And, of course, when I got home, I Googled a bunch of different stuff, and I was totally right. It was much safer. Now, the problem is media says everybody's going to kill you when you're walking around your neighborhood.
Oh, and it's usually going to be somebody who just came across the border.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that part, we didn't get into that because that would have been a whole nother rabbit hole with this person I was talking to about.
But if you paid attention to anything John Walsh had to say, every major American city, it's Mogadishu out there.
And it's actually not.
No.
In fact, murder's down in all major cities mainly, and it's up in rural areas, which is, of course it is, you know, because everybody's got a gun.
Number of homicides in major American cities is falling at its quickest pace in decades, following huge jumps.
People are going to say, I don't believe that.
Yeah. Well, it's because it spiked during pandemic.
Right.
So, yeah, naturally, it's going to fall down.
We say that's how much people get sick of each other. When you're just stuck around everybody, people are just murdering each other.
But Boston is down 82%.
But you ask any random jackass, would you go to Boston or New York? Oh, it's dangerous. Okay. As they're hanging out, in McCook,
New York is down 15%.
I'll probably be there soon.
In New York?
No, McCook.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long drive.
That's a funny line. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I'm more likely to end up in McCook before New York City.
Yeah.
I've seen a response to those memes about why kids don't go outside or whatever. They're like, why don't kids go outside? And it's like the outside they created is just a suburban wasteland of Wendy's and gas stations and car washes.
There's more to it than that.
No sidewalks.
There's air conditioning, first of all. Everybody's got air conditioning. Mm-hmm. And when Todd and I were growing up, that wasn't a fact. That was not a fact. And also, there were no video games and no 8 big flat screens with video games. I mean, you had to go outside to do stuff.
Inside got a lot cooler.
That is part of it. But a lot of kids go. I mean, my son grew up playing in the neighborhood with friends, playing wiffle ball and baseball.
Yeah,
and football.
Same. Going down to the creek.
Yeah, and he's only 19. So you're right. They did it. So I don't want to hammer all kids. People do leave. But I think you don't see people in neighborhoods in the summer, mainly because it's the air conditioning. You know? Yeah, it's hot out there. I know. Go out, But we had to be outside.
I see kids out in our neighborhood all the time.
Well, good. Good, man. That's good. Yeah. But once again, people don't believe that.
If they believe it, then they can't have their generation can't be better.
Right, right.
Like they can't circle it all back to the border.
Well, or the president, whatever. Blah, blah, blah. Speaking of football players, you mentioned Aaron Rodgers is a douchebag, but your boy Travis Kelce is going to host Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity? Now, originally we mentioned he was up for the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, which we didn't like because... they probably said that, he's not, so maybe we should make it celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Sure, this depends a lot on the celebrity.
Come on, if you're smarter than a celebrity, it's going to be a dumbed down show. It's going to be questions like they asked those fifth graders, and they're going to ask 3 questions per show, and it's going to drive us nuts. You will watch it, Nick, because he's your boy. I will get bored with that show. We all watched Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader years ago when Foxworthy did it. And I got tired of that show within 5
Real
episodes.
Quick.
Right, because
it took forever.
And they asked maybe 6 or 7 questions over the course of an hour.
Yeah. Right. Half hour.
I won't watch this. I like to watch him play football.
Yeah. You want to watch him play football, right?
Even some of these revamp shows, I'd be much more likely to watch if he was hosting a supermarket sweep. Revamped, there wasn't as much game as it should be.
Didn't Leslie Jones host that?
Like, let's make a bunch of jokes about groceries. I'm like, no, just run around the store and pick up stuff as fast as you can.
I think you're right, Bush.
Yeah, I think that was Leslie Jones, yeah.
Oh, she did that show, right? Yeah, I didn't watch that.
I wish she hadn't left SNL.
Yeah, so do I. Yeah. But no, I didn't watch that. You watch those grocery games, Nick?
The old ones.
Oh, you did?
I used to. Yeah, and I was hoping it would be like that. But the
weed must be
the
good,
old ones.
By the way.
Well,
I should smoke more weed. I really should, man. You guys watch a lot of stuff that doesn't sound interesting at all, but I guess it is.
Oh, Jeopardy's finally back to not having tournaments anymore.
The normal Jeopardy?
Yeah, regular.
So you good at it now?
Regular people Jeopardy. Oh, yeah, the questions are a little more dumbed down in the tournaments. Right. They really give hard questions during the tournament. Or answers, I guess they are.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We will take your email. Earlier in the show, we mentioned that guy banging his woman in the car and then they wrecked. Any kind of sex in a car. And that leads into the, you know, the, obviously what happened with the teacher. We'll take those emails.
But they were having sex in a stationary vehicle and didn't start.
But I'm talking about driving, man. I'm talking about driving, you know. Did you ever risk your life? We all risk our lives doing that, but you don't care while it's happening.
I may have had someone in my lap at one time 30 years ago, and yeah, it was very difficult watching the speedometer. I recall going from 30 to 70.
Well, that happens even with a roadie, and you can see the whole thing. You can see the road. Man.
And then I said, we should go to a cornfield, because I didn't feel safe.
We should go to a cornfield. Oh, then you turned on the romance.
Right. Yeah.
We should go to a cornfield.
Plus, it was cornhole in the cornfield. Just get it ready to go.
Lots of Casanova. You ever done it in a cornfield, baby?
I got a reservation.
Done cornhole in a cornfield?
A nice cornfield.
I take you to the best places, baby. It's nice cornfield.
Oh, Todd's nothing if not romantic.
Let's cornhole while we're here. Cameron Logs are going to be in the studio with us a little bit later on this morning. We also got Austin's going to come in on Thursday, right?
Yes, Austin will be here tomorrow, and Aaron Weber on Friday. He's at the Funny Bone.
Have you seen the video of the elephant that got loose in Butte, Montana?
Yeah, what the hell?
It was a circus elephant.
Okay.
But you're good right, Push. Somebody didn't know the circus in town. They're driving down the road, and they're in Montana. Like, we fell for the kangaroo story a while back. I don't know if it was Montana or whatever.
That was Wyoming.
Yeah.
So that was Todd being a jackass.
Yeah. It was. He was
because that story got me. I think it got me a couple years ago, too, and I meant to bring it up, and I did this time.
I don't know if this elephant does any damage, but the video, he's just running through town, you know? And I guess the cars are going... Imagine being high in Butte, Montana.
Yes.
Nick, all of a sudden there's a... elephant walking down the street, and you don't know what's going on.
Damn that it. Would be turn to the person next to you and be like, are you seeing that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally one of those
to Montana?
Moments.
Right.
What'd they do? Hit it with the tranquilizer?
The trainer was chasing it. But it's moving pretty quick, man.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. Well,
just tap it on the shoulder?
Say,
like,
stop
hey,
that. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Yeah, the handler, this says the elephant was rounded up by handlers within about 20 minutes. Stayed pretty much.
Step on any cars or anything?
No, didn't say.
Looks like he's just walking through parking lots, walking down the street.
Well,
the dude is chasing him.
It says PETA identified this elephant as Viola, who is an elderly elephant and has twice before escaped her confines. So this is she made a run for it again.
Well, somebody's bad with some carny's bad with a lock, aren't they? Some circus carny.
Well, obviously they need to keep an eye on her because she. Has escapability.
She can pick a lock, right, yeah. Man?
I'm surprised that the carnies still have traveling animals.
I thought that had gone away.
Circuses went, elephants, main circuses went away.
Yeah, Barnum and Bailey got rid of the elephants and the, you know, the bear on a bicycle and all that crap.
I guarantee this is more of a regional thing that's a smaller group. Right. It's not illegal, but Barnum and Bailey did it because of pressure.
And the bearded lady. They got rid of the bearded lady.
Yeah. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we got rid of the bearded lady.
Now there's some of them in the crowd.
Right.
But I mean, this thing,
you can't keep them away.
There's a bearded lady in the crowd at every circus.
You think the bears that used to ride bikes that are just like in captivity now, you think they still throw a bike in there if they ever want to hop on? Just
I think
for old time's sake?
I think so, man.
In case they miss it.
Or maybe the bike triggers them, you know?
Yeah.
From there being whipped by some jackass saying, ride his bike.
Maybe they put them out in some wilderness area, like Glacier National Park, and then they scatter some bikes all across the mountainside, just in case they have the urge to ride the bike.
Bike.
It is funny to see this thing walking down the street.
It is. Isn't
and,
it crazy?
I mean, but if it's like right next to some cars and a Jeep and an SUV, and this thing towers above. I mean, it's a full-grown, huge-ass elephant walking down the street.
There's one. He's crossing the street. Is it he or she?
She.
She is crossing the street. Looks like she's headed over to the casino.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the photo I'm looking at, too. She's going over to play the slots for a little while.
The elephant's 58 years old.
Oh, wow.
Really? In human years?
Jordan World Circus. Sounds like a backfiring car freaked her out and she took off.
Well, I am told.
Uh-oh.
And this is from a dog breeder. And I didn't know this, but life expectancy is correlated to gestation period.
Oh, and elephants have a
like
long gestation period, don't they?
The golden retrievers we raise, the gestation period, 62 days. And they live 15 years or so. We gestate for 9 months and live about 80 years. Elephants, I think, gestate for more than a year, and a half.
We used to joke about that. There was a joke about when a woman was pregnant. You know, she's like, the joke was she's more like late. She was like an elephant or something like that.
18 to 22 months is the gestational period.
So close to 2 years.
Depending on the breed of elephant. Asian elephants and African.
Right, what is the life expectancy then?
Of an elephant isn't shot by some jackass and, you know, murdering poacher jackasses, you know?
60 to 70 years.
Yeah.
Man, captive elephants have significantly lower lifespans than their wild counterparts and are usually dead before the age of 40.
So the stress of being in captivity takes them down early.
So this one at 58 in captivity is well outliving expectations.
What's the natural predator of an elephant? Is there anything? Or do lions see them and go, I'm done, this is too big? I don't think anything runs up and kills them, do they?
Lions, hyenas, and crocodiles attempt to prey on young or sick elephants.
Oh, okay, got it.
Yeah, they don't mess with the big ones.
But, full-size, healthy elephants, they have very few predators to worry about.
All right, that's why they're
huge. They're just not worth the trouble.
Mm-hmm. Looks like the circus has camels and little ponies, too.
Same with the bison in, Yellowstone. The wolves will go after the youngins, generally, or the sick ones.
Or the sick, yeah.
Otherwise, a bison, and you've seen plenty of tourist videos, will normally kick your ass.
I root for the bison in that one.
Oh, yeah, the bison is pretty much undefeated when it comes against humans. Anyway.
As soon as a guy starts holding the phone up for the selfie, I go, oh, get him. Go get him. Get him. This is a Goran. Go for it.
You see that story about that jackass that grabbed that sick wolf and brought him into a bar?
No.
He found the sick wolf out somewhere and taped its mouth shut with duct tape, brought it into a bar, took photos of himself and all these drunken jackass rednecks, and then took it to the parking lot and shot it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a brutal story. Nick saw it, too. I just hate people like that.
Ending on a high note.
I know. I should have waited for that one.
Good
I should have started off with that one, right? All right. Well, we'll take your emails and stuff if you wrecked during car sex, all right?
Or if an elephant stepped on your car yesterday. Yeah.
Or if you just had the car sex and managed to navigate safely.
Well, hopefully that's more we're going to get.
At 75, 80 miles an hour.
Morning
and you take
car
it to a
sex.
Cornfield to be romantic. Right?
Oh, to be safe.
Yeah.
Both.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.